The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Even though it seems like Monday probably to a lot of you, it's Tuesday, 7:05 in the morning here on the 3rd of September, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Hey. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You're looking spiffy today.
Oh, thank you very much. You as well. Had a good weekend. How
did
about you?
You
guys?
Oh, yeah. It was a very working weekend. It's because it was Labor Day.
Yes.
Good morning, Linda.
Yes. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm curious, though. You know, as we have those three-day weekends, I think this is the last one that we have besides there's a Veterans Day holiday. But this is the last, you know, period of 3 days in a row, I believe, until... Thanksgiving?
No, I think there's a couple more in there.
Are there? Well,
the reason I'm saying that is I always enjoyed from September through November because it seemed like there was a number of holidays.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody tell me what that is. But I'm always curious if it's hard after, you know, your body's really on a routine if you're working Monday through Friday. So if you've got that Monday to sleep in and, you know, just fool around, do whatever you want to do and have that day of whatever. I'm wondering if Tuesday's hard for you. Exceptionally hard. But anyway, so that's always curious. It was a great Labor Day weekend, and we've just been doing a lot of home improvement things because of, you know, the paint and afterwards, and enjoyed it very much. Got a lot of shout-outs to do later on in the show, but first let's get to the weather. The current temperature is, coming back to that, today's hot, and it will be our highs will be 99, our lows of 68. Tomorrow will be 98. Wednesday will be 98 with our lows of 69. Now, tomorrow night calls for a slight chance of thunderstorms and then partly cloudy. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 94. And Friday calls for 94 with our Saturdays of 94. So we're in the triple digits this whole week. And
okay. And it's 64 degrees right now.
There we go. And I couldn't pull up my computer enough. Okay, 64 degrees. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. What's on the agenda today?
Well, let's just go back really quickly on the on your days off. Labor Day and then Columbus Day, second Monday in October. I don't know if people still everywhere.
They have to call it something else.
That's a federal holiday. No, that's a federal holiday. So Columbus Day, Veterans Day, November 11th, and then Thanksgiving, of course. And then you've got your New Year's Day, birthday of Martin Luther King, third Monday in January, Washington's birthday, third Monday in February. And then, of course, Memorial Day. Now, if you were in NATO in the Southern Command, you were having three-day weekends all the time because of all the nations there. If one celebrated a birthday, everybody celebrated. If one celebrated a holiday, we all did.
Okay.
So there was like many, many times we had three-day holidays there because it could be a German holiday. Well, the Germans can't be off and everybody else be there because everybody's working to get there. So anyway, all right.
Let's do an update on that
tragedy, the dive bomb. We know somebody.
U.S. Coast Guard says 25 people are dead.
Yeah, we know two people that have been on that boat.
Right,
and they were just on it last month.
The Arianos, and they teach diving. Both, I think, both Chandler and his brother.
I know Chandler teaches, but okay. Crystal dives a lot them, so she may be.
So the 25 are dead and 9 are still missing following Monday morning's fire aboard a commercial diving vessel which sank off the coast of Santa Barbara. That's what was my confused. Santa Cruz Islands. Hours before it was due to return from a three-day dive trip through California's Channel Islands.
Well, you know, the thing they're saying now they're looking at is, okay, the latest one is that they found they just have 5 missing, and they found the one's boat, and now they're looking for the ones that may be under the boat. at least 25 confirmed dead, another 9 remain missing. The 5, like you just said, the 5 that were rescued were the crew. They were all on the deck. Now, see, then there's questions coming on about, were the doors locked for some reason.
Well, what they're saying in the headlines today is there needs to be more than one exit from sleeping quarters. I remember a long time ago, I really thought my world flashed before me. I got on one of those little boats that goes from in Italy, that goes from Venice over to an island where they do the hand-blown glass. And I got in, it was January, I got in with my fur coat, and they put you all the way to the back. And by the time they filled that boat up, it literally sunk down to all you could see was the water at eye level. I was in such panic mode, I can't even begin to tell you, because I thought if we go down, I'm dying, I'm going to die. All that trip from back and forth to, like I said, from Venice to the islands. And so you don't think about these safety precautions. But now, obviously, most of the people that died were sleeping. They were trapped.
Yeah, and it was a fast-moving fire. So it was, you know what?
Any way you look at it, it's such a tragedy.
There's going to be a big investigation, I can tell you right now, by the Coast Guard. And there may be some changes so that there are ways for people, if they're stuck down there, to be able to get out in a different way, a second exit, an overhead, or something like that.
And let's put our prayers out for the 9 that are still missing. And they're thinking, well, they maybe have jumped in the water and were able to get to, you know, land.
They're hoping that.
Yes.
The land wasn't that far away, first of all. It was 20 yards from shore, but it was in 65 feet of water. And the boat has been inspected on a regular basis, had no safety violations. And when they found something like they replaced a heat detector in the galley in 2016 and in 2014 cited for a leaky fire hose. So there was a fire hose on it, but it sounds like when it went hard.
Well, a lot of the headlines out today, this is from No Escape Hatch for passengers, ? And then there's transcripts, but... You know, so those are the things that, I don't know. I guess from now on, if you're going to take a little trip and you need to know with a secondary, if you're down in the cabin, how do I get out, you know?
Or can you get out? Hurricane Dorian has hit the Bahamas. It's just kind of like standing there. Now it's starting to move. 2 islands reported water reaching the second floor of the buildings. 13,000 homes destroyed in Bahamas. It's 110 miles east of West Palm Beach right now. It has slowed down to 120 miles an hour. Slowed down to 120 from 140. That's still pretty fast. And it's moving now toward West Palm Beach. They're hoping that it's going to kind of take that northward trip and miss them. But then again, then you have South Carolina and North Carolina. But everybody's being evacuated. A lot of them are fighting it. A lot of them aren't leaving because they're saying it's not coming at them. A hurricane. I've been through typhoons, the same thing, in Okinawa. And when they hit that siren, everybody had to go to, or when they put out the alert, everybody had to go wherever you were. You stayed there until the alert was over. So we waited till the alert, and then everybody headed for the officers' club.
Well, we'd have
typhoon movie watch.
Well, we spoke with your daughter yesterday, who is back in Tennessee. Over, you know, she's a nurse out of Albuquerque, and she'd gone to Tennessee for a conference. On something, and she said it was really hard getting back. But according to FlightWare, a flight tracking website, airlines canceled 1,152 flights yesterday. Of course, the hardest hit airport was Fort Lauderdale, which closed at noon Monday, and where 543 flights were canceled, 3/4 of the airport's total scheduled for the day. At least three airlines, American Airlines, Frontier, and Southwest, announced that they were waiving cancellation and change fees for flights involving storm impacting airports. Not a good time to be traveling over this Labor Day weekend, but like you said, the Fury Grand Bahama, max winds 120 miles per hour, massive flooding. Now this one headline, jet ski owners urged to help with rescue.
You mean after they come in there? No, it could be is that. Well, you know what? They have the Cajun Navy that's out there. And
Bahama issues urgent plea to jet ski owners to help with Dorian rescue.
Oh, okay.
The Bahamas government is calling on owners of boats and jet skis to help with post-hurricane rescue operations for residents stranded by floodwaters. Well, you know, this is the moment to do something heroic. For owners of equipment such as flatbeds, jet skis, small boats, trucks, and buses to assemble at a shopping mall in Grand Bahama. 50,000 people in northern Bahamas, which was battered by Hurricane Dorian. Anyway, just the headlines are just a multitude of different stories through just this part of the Dorian tragedy.
Well, you know what? That's just – do we have any good news?
Well,
we'll have to find some, but we're going to have some great news coming in right after this
coming
break.
Up.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by
Upbeat Local News.
SST Oil. SST Oil, been in the business since 52 years. And that's at time, my friends, you got to be looking at, yes, it's hot right now, but the winter is coming. How about your heaters? Do you need a new heater? Well, they're making some great deals, some great trade-ins on the Toyo monitor heater, the Toyo heater, and the Toyo water heater. You're going to get some super, super deals on those right now. And, of course, you get your kerosene from SST Oil. SST Oil, who has a gas card that's good in 59,000 different places. And I've never found a place except, well, there was this one, I think it was an offbeat, off-brand place. They wouldn't take it. So, but every place else is always taking it. SST Oil. You can give them a call at 241-1167, and you won't be sorry. These are the guys and girls that are out there fighting fires right alongside our fire crews by making sure they have the fuel to take these fires on. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
That does men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Free Fire Radio.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 66 degrees out there, going up to approximately 96 today, and we are here with Johnny T. and Jim Nobelli. If it's you're hearing that, you're from the Shasta Lodge, 2453 Sons and Daughters of Italy and America, and it must be
Paisano Days.
Indeed.
Okay. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How do you say that in Italian?
Buongiorno.
Oh, buongiorno. Okay. That's lovely. Okay, so we're here to promote September 13th and September 14th at South City Park in Reading, your Paisano Days. Tell us all about it.
Well, of course, those of you who've been to Paisano know that it is a big Italian celebration. And as Linda mentioned, it is on September 13th and 14th. Now, Friday night, we start off with our big spaghetti dinner and our boccia tournament. John's going to tell us all about the boccia tournament once we get to that. But we'll be serving you a fine spaghetti dinner. There'll be beverages for adults and children as well. Of course, our raffle begins that evening at 2, and we have some wonderful, wonderful grand prizes that John will elaborate on as well. The boccia tournament is probably the key to this whole Paisano thing because it's part of our Italian culture, obviously, along with the food, the beverages, and the music. We're going to have our music as well, Italian music, and music of all kinds of music. We're going to feature Italian music primarily this year. We'll have arts and crafts and children's activities on Saturday as well. So it's going to be a fun event, and John will tell us a little bit about the boccia tournament.
You'll definitely hear your old friend Dean Martin singing throughout the park this weekend.
You know, what's really interesting about that song is that, you know, this is right after his time with Martin and Lewis. And he was, because I just saw a documentary on him, he thought it was like, oh, these, like, funny Italian, you know, tongue-in-cheek. He sounds like he's singing with tongue-in-cheek, doesn't he?
He does.
And it just became a number one hit. And thus, his recording career just took off.
You never can tell what's going to be hit, I guess.
That's probably his most famous and well-known song. If you hear that song, you know immediately.
Yeah, and besides, everybody loves somebody.
Let's talk about the event.
Okay, sorry.
Here.
Okay, Paisano Days is featuring the Bocce. And we have worked with Rick Bassetti and other folks committee. Built some really nice course back in 2016. We've had Paisano Days there ever since. And it fulfills the three things we want to do. Have a great Paisano Days event in Reading, take back the park, and promote boccia in the North State. We've been able to do all three of those. And, of course, it's going to be featured at Paisano Days. But I think you folks know the park is back. The park is nothing like it was years ago. It's family-friendly. It's clean. And, again, the boccia has a lot to do with it. There's league play. Senior play, our Special Olympics people are playing, and of course we're going to be down there on the 13th and 14th. So it's a great time. Boccia is a great spectator sport.
Want to hear about how boccia? Give us a little history on the sport.
Oh, I think boccia goes back to the days of the
Romans.
The Romans.
Yeah, oh,
okay.
Yeah.
And they used their enemies' heads.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And they had lots of them.
And maybe other parts as well.
Off with their head. We're going to play boccia ball.
It's evolved like many things. You notice we're now the Sons and Daughters of Italy.
Yes.
The Sons of Italy was just like so many organizations. It's a men's organization.
Yeah.
We've grown. And the boccia sport sport has grown. When I was a kid, nobody played but the old guys down at the park. You want to play books? Hey, kid, sip, get out of here.
Sip little glasses
of
wine.
Now everybody's played it. We have a kids' team from the Reading School of the Arts has entered the bocce tournament.
Wow.
Kids are playing. You know, it's something a little kid could play with his grandparents.
It'll be an Olympic sport in 4 years.
So, again, Friday, September 13th and Saturday, September 14th. Tickets to get in?
Yes.
Or talk about those.
Free admission. Okay, the admission is free, but the dinner is $12 if you purchase the tickets at the gate, $10 if you purchase them in advance, and you can purchase them from any member of Sons of Italy or Sons and Daughters of Italy. It's going to take me a while to get used to saying that. It's been recently changed. Anyway, you can purchase from any member. Call John here, or you can go to Lulu's Fine
Dining
Establishment. They have tickets there available as well.
For $10. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, basket raffles, kids' activities, of course, culture, Italian food. And let me tell you.
The best.
If you have not eaten.
The best.
The spaghetti.
And did we mention cannoli?
No, we didn't mention cannoli. Thank you.
Did we tell you we have cannoli?
Yeah, did I mention cannoli?
Is there going to be meatballs? Yes, there'll be meatballs. You get a bowl of meatballs with parm spread all over the top. We'll have some great garlic loaf bread. We'll have sausage sandwich, smothers, and bell peppers and onions. You can't go away hungry.
That'll
this
be
lovely.
I really love your
this is just lovely
meatball sandwiches.
And we have loved the two of you. And of course, Italian of the Year, Frank Rose is here. You probably
all of you have been Italians of the
year. All of you have been Italians of the year. But I... the energy and the love and the jubilance that you all emote when you come on the air about your Paisano days is just so proud. You're so proud of your heritage, of your community, and it's just, it makes us proud to see you guys.
Hashtag.
Looking really good, looking healthy, by the way, all these years.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hashtag Italian like me. And I think that's part of being Italian. Everybody's got reason to be proud of their heritage. I think Italians bring enthusiasm about anything, whether it's food, singing.
Hey, a lot of our America.
I bet I'm the only one in here ever lived in Italy for 18 months, though. So. Standing in here.
Carlo Bottolini, hey.
Carlo Bottolini.
Yes.
And it was, because it was just. Why not?
When you were in NATO.
It's fun coming in to see you guys, too. We listen to you a lot, of course, and you do a lot for the community. This is a big community thing. So hey, we got a good group here. Thank you.
Okay, so we have tickets to give away. We have a packet. We've got to talk about it.
John. Yeah, you have two tickets to Paradise, otherwise known as two meal tickets. You can use them for spaghetti dinner on Friday or come and have something from the food court, two of you. And then we're putting in a book of seven tickets for raffle. And, again, you're going to want... There's going to be tons of fun stuff down there. Of course, the baskets, which you've seen every year, and all types of support and items from friends and businesses and community, culminating with the grand prize of downtown dining extravaganza.
Okay, so we're going to take a caller for that, but that has to be somebody who has not won something from KCNR in the last month, and a quick Italian question.
What's the question, though?
I don't know, guys. Make up one.
Come on. He's the guy.
Now you fire me with it.
Okay, so how
many... When is Dean Martin's birthday?
There you go. How about that?
Okay, the first one person that calls with Dean Martin's correct birthday, right?
Okay. Sure.
Well, what do you want it to be?
No, absolutely. We only have 2 minutes left.
Right.
I would like to have the caller call while we're on the air. That's 605-4567. You're going to win
two meal tickets.
And seven chances to be in that raffle, which is amazing. That's the raffles, all these restaurants downtown.
Oh, there's, like I said, besides that, that is a grand, grand prize. And I think it's really appropriate when you look at what we've been able to do with the park downtown, take it back, make it family friendly.
It is family friendly. The gates will be open. Everybody will be there. This is just a huge, huge, great way. Now, the money that comes in this is also used for good things.
We should have. I have my list of about 30 different charities, a lot of them local, some of them national, but the Wings of Angels, the Byrne Foundation, Boy Scouts, I'm looking at you guys. So, the
Police Cadet Program, Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans, we do many in our community to help.
You guys do so much for so many people. There's always the Sons and Daughters of Italy. You're always putting on dinners or helping people with fundraisers. So, you know what, here's a chance for everybody to come back, have a great time, listen to some great music, play a little bocce ball, get your teams together. Now, first prize is a all-expense-paid trip to Italy for 12 people.
Carl will be on the plane with you, of course, and serving drinks.
Okay, of course, that was not the real
one.
Just kidding about that.
All right. And it's going to be next weekend, not this weekend.
Correct.
But next weekend on the 12th. I'm sorry, the 13th and the 14th, Friday and Saturday. I can't think of a better place to go down there and spend some time.
And keep in mind, too, Carl, that park is open to the public. People are going down there and playing boche throughout the week. There must have been 40 people playing boche yesterday morning. They went in there, and a lot of seniors. It's very popular. It's open to the public. Come on down and use the park. It's yours.
That's right. Okay, hey, last thoughts?
One real quick thought here. I want to give a plug to our gals who put together our raffle prizes, our baskets, as we call them. And they're going to be working on those Friday morning, putting together some really nice baskets. And those of you that have seen them know that they're well done, and there's a lot of really good stuff in those baskets.
So, yeah, and Dolores won the tickets.
Yes, she did.
She did. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you so much, Jim Nobelli, who is the president of the Sons and Daughters of Italy, and, of course, Johnny T., who is there all the time.
Johnny T., the worker bee. What can I say?
Hey. Okay, gents. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the Fashion Alliance come rolling in here. All right, just leave those there in front of me there, and I'm going to hold these other ones here just for safekeeping. Good enough. Okay, thank you very much. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. This is the place I go to buy my firearms. Great customer service and veterans discounts. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Everybody loves somebody somehow. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
Surprise!
KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Didn't see that flashing light, did you?
Your talk radio, your town hall of the air. It is 7:36 in the morning here. It's about 68 degrees going up to 96. For the reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And B&T Satellite is bringing us this segment of the show at 1007 Dana Drive, B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite. They have special plans for our military and first responders, the Stars and Stripes packages. No receiver or plan restrictions, but you have to call B&T Satellite at 241-3474, 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Let's go local.
And we're here with four very special guests this morning. It is the Redding Fashion Week. I got to tell you, you guys have done a great splash when it comes to social media, the fashion show gala that's happening. And we're here with lovely ladies this morning, which is Olivia Ramirez, who is one of the emerging designers that's going to be showing her works in the Fashion Show Gala, which is the 7th. Suzanne Russell, who is the owner of Carousel. Robin Fader and Jan Kearns, who are the brains behind the Fashion Week Alliance. Good morning, and we'll start with Robin. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so how are you this week? You seem so cool and calm and collected all the time. Do you ever change? Do I ever feel like a high or a low with you?
You know,
like, you're always right there.
I'm trying to be in control, right?
All right, that's right.
Keep it all together, and then on Sunday after the fashion show, then I'll just collapse.
Yeah, yeah. Have a cocktail if you're a drinker. Okay, so you know what it is because you also designed, and you also have you ever shown your line? Have you ever done a line?
Yeah, I had my line in the show last year.
Oh.
And Olivia was actually one of my models. So we're flip-flopping this year, and she's doing her collection, and I don't actually have my collection in there this year. I'm the fashion show producer this year.
How fantastic, and I'm sure you've got it under control, because when you came in to cut your commercial, like, we were talking about how important the music is.
Yes.
I mean, it's such an aspect of putting on, like, you know, you have to cast the spell.
Absolutely.
And I love the whole idea behind the alliance, the Fashion Alliance, and the whole week of what's happening. So also with us is Jan Kearns, who's also – tell me what your position exactly in this whole procedure, if you will, for the week, Jan.
Well, I'm one of the co-directors, so I've got a lot of the to-do list, along with Robin, and kind of the getting things together and making sure that everything's in its place. I also have a collection that I'll be showing in the fashion show as well.
How exciting! I've heard about your clothes in particular, with somebody that's going to be sitting alongside of me who brought it up at a night somewhere and said, oh, my God, this dress that Jan had on, it just had beelined across the room, and and only come to find out that you had made it and it was one of your designs. So we're going to be seeing some wonderful art in motion,
as we call it.
Yes.
Yeah.
How does the fabric fall on the body? How is it constructed? How is it made? Would you want to buy it? Is it art, or is it really a piece that you would wear reasonably? I mean, there's all those things. How exciting.
Yeah.
All right, so there's other things happening with this week, not just the 7th, which is the big runway gala, but other events that are going on as well.
And actually, the kickoff event will be at Carousel, and Suzanne, who's here, is going to tell us a little bit about that event on the 6th.
Well, let's just shoot over to Suzanne. And by the way, congratulations for your boutique and all the you've just got a great style in your eye and how you shop for and you buy buy for your place. And I know that you've seen me in there a few times.
Yes.
So
thank you, Linda.
What's happening?
That.
What's happening on the on your carousel night?
So the kickoff event at Carousel is on the 6th,
okay,
this Friday night from 5 to 8. And basically we're going to have some stylists there that will help you pick out an outfit if you want to get something new for the gala on Saturday. We'll be offering a discount. We'll have champagne. So it's just kind of a fun little get-together, girls' night out. Come pick out something to wear with your girlfriends.
I like it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll dress me so I have something I can wear for the gala.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us a little bit about what inspired you. Let's just do a little love with business owners downtown. Thank you very much. Not necessarily always the easiest, but, there's a buy-in with being downtown, being a business owner downtown, and there's a resurgence that's happening in downtown. We know that if we can hang in there in the next 3 or 4 years, it's going to be amazing. So what inspired you to buy Carousel?
Well, it was my favorite store, and I remember I was a hairstylist, and in between clients, I would sneak over there without telling anyone and go talk to Sam and hang out. And
who doesn't love Sam, prior owner?
Love Sam. Mm-hmm. Love Sam. You can find her in there often hanging out with me, so the roles have switched. But my husband and I have been married almost 7 years, I think. And when we got married, we moved downtown. We were committed to living, walking, working downtown. And so when Sam was going to retire and close Carousel, I couldn't stand the thought of it not being downtown. So we figured it out and bought it from Sam, and
well, congratulations, congratulations. So the 6th, we want to have everybody mark their calendars because there's a lot of events that are happening here, including, so thank you for that. And let's move on over to one of our designers that's going to be, and this is Olivia Ramirez.
Yes, it's Olivia.
Oh, well, it's Olivia. Okay, sorry.
My mom got creative.
She did get creative. I wonder if that was in the womb or when she was like, okay, just get her out.
Oh, she's creative for sure.
So did you grow up with a fashion-inspired, fashion-forward mother?
Well, I would say that now, as everything is, cycling around, that her style is more, she should have kept everything from when I was a child, from, the 80s and 90s and everything, because that's all coming back around.
Right.
Yeah, I would shoulder say she's pads. Actually pretty fashionable.
I love shoulder pads.
Yes.
So isn't that what's happening with when you're looking, a lot of things are pointy shoulder pads seem to be. Are you doing anything with that kind of? What's your style when you say, if you have, as a designer, of course, we'd like to think as a singer you can do anything or an actress you can do. But as a designer, what would you say your specialty is?
It's a very good question. I feel like I'm still figuring that out, what my specific name is, or my thing that I show. I'm really wanting to broaden my spectrum of design, and I'd love to branch out into menswear and try all different kinds, really. When I first started, I was really inspired by couture. And thinking, oh, I'm going to do couture. I'm going to be a couture designer. But now I've sort of scaled that back. But I definitely think in the future I would love to dabble in that,
Because you walk like a runway model. Since you walked in, I went, whoa, you're that tall drink of water that kind of glides through. So I can understand why you are drawn to couture because of, women. What are you, 5'10", 5'11"?
Yes. I'm,
so 5'10 is the minimum, right, for any kind of runway work. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's what it used to be. Mm-hmm. What is it now, 6? Because tall girls, there's a lot of tall girls today. And at a period of time, there wasn't a lot. Now it seems 6 feet's all right.
Right. And they've become more inclusive, too, with shorter models as well.
Right, so. Oh, that's great. Yeah. And all size models. We love that.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about how many designers. Olita Carpenter is going to be having, there will be a special showing at Turtle Bay in a little series that they're going to be doing with Olita Carpenter's fashion classics from designers that would be Chanel, that was very couture of the time that Alita was in her glory days, as we've talked about it before. This is going to be happening. We're going to discuss that as well. Got to take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio and Carl and Linda Bott.
This segment brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving us North State for over a quarter of a century. A veteran-owned business that can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. They have worked on our systems before, fixed them in 10 minutes or in 2 days when they had to replace the whole system. Give them a call at 221-2642. We recommend them without reservation. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air, 7:45 in the morning here, and it is approximately 66 degrees, going up to 96 today. We'll be right back.
So one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Turn the light.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. Over 47 years in business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Specializing in home electronics and Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Give them a call, 221-4144. If nothing else, just talk to Clyde. It's worth it. Okay, hey, we're here with Redding's Bastion Alliance today at 7:50 in the morning. And, okay, I'm going to this. As I just told y'all, I've never been to one before. What's in it for us guys?
Which is the fashion show, Runway.
The fashion show, Runway. What's in it for guys here? I mean, we're talking, of course, you think Fashion Alliance, it's mainly women.
There's guy designers, some of the best in the world are men.
That's
anyway,
true.
Okay, go ahead,
anyway.
Robin.
That's true. There were a lot of guys who came last year who, some of them kind of were dragged there a little bit and, you know, started off by thinking, oh my gosh, and by the time that show was over, it's like, we need more men here. Why are there no more? People are really, this is a really, really great show. And it was just lots of fun, and everybody really enjoyed it. And it's seeing what Reading has to offer in terms of designers and designs that are happening, and seeing a really...
Well, I had to beg Linda to take me with her. She didn't want to, and I begged her I spray washed everything. I put in new lights.
The whole nine yards. Yeah.
Just to get her to take me.
So I kind of equate fashion like you go to a gallery and you mm-hmm. look at painting or art. You don't think, is it a man or a woman? You're going there to observe the beauty of it.
Right.
The structure of it. Mm-hmm. What was the thought behind the artist? And all of the things that art conjures up. And fashion is art. Any way you want to look at it.
That's
I love true. Devil Wears Prada. It's one of my favorite movies ever. It's like top three. And I love about the blue when she talks about the blue and how the blue sweater and the fashion because it's, that's true. And so, anyway, the
and
fashion
link. We do have some clothing that is in the show that one of our designers has designed for men. So we will have, and as we did last year as well. So.
Fantastic
for everybody.
Then you have a shop local night.
There's something in for everybody then. And you were saying a shop local night.
We have a shop local night. Who wants to discuss, bring that topic up and where do we go and how does that work? Robin?
Okay, so the shop local night is going to be on September the 12th. And that is an opportunity for everybody to get out and support local businesses here in town. Suzanne at Carousel, she's one of the people on our list that's going to be open from 4 to 8 p.m. that night. But we're actually pairing up some of our designers that are going to be in the show and show their collections. We're going to have a meet the designer at some of the stops on the shop local night. So it'll be more than just shopping. It'll be a chance to meet designers and get to see what's out there as far as beauty and fashion locally here in Reading.
So if you see something at the gala and you're thinking, oh, I have an event for the holidays coming up, that would be awesome. You can look up and see if that designer is going to be at one of the stores at the shop local night, and you can go chat with them, maybe have them make you a piece for some kind of event.
Love that.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool to have something made just for you?
Yes.
I mean, I can think that's kind of the idea, though, here. Yes.
Right, because it is all handmade. Yeah.
Right. I've had a few of those items in my history. Where I met with a designer and we did figure something out for some gowns.
Yeah.
And I was the only one ever have, you know, it's like one of a kind piece.
And there's nothing like putting on something that's tailor made for you. Right.
Right. Oof. Okay. Let's go back with our designer that's going to be featured in the fashion show as well. And let's do a little bit of history about your, were you born and raised in Reading? What's your history?
No, I was actually born in Seattle, but I grew up most of my life in Oregon, so just right outside of Portland.
So you bring your craft to Reading. How long have you been here?
I've been here about 8 years, since 2011.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty substantial amount of time.
Yes.
And so would you say your line is, on this particular show, is there kind of is it feminine? Is it airy? Is it structured? Is it, I don't know really the categories of, do you even want to be put in a category? But what would you say this particular line you're showing? Is it seasonal? Is it all seasons?
Yeah, so it actually, I mean, what you were describing kind of is all of those things. It's my spring line, so it's more for like spring, summer, and just like flowy and airy. It's feminine and masculine, I would say. Most of my designs in this collection are like plaid patterns and like bright red colors.
Ooh.
But there's like flare palazzo pants.
Ooh.
And sheer pants and kimonos that are sheer and plaid.
So excited. Oh, my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Plaid, red, kimono. Yes.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
Tell her about a little bit about your inspiration, though, for this collection.
Yeah. So I was really inspired by music for my collection, and specifically the Motown, like, 60s
Ooh.
Era. Yeah. So I was really inspired by artists who have actually passed away and, like, really well-known artists that made songs that are like legacies that, you know, live on like past their age, and people like Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, Ben King, Otis Redding. So I picked specific songs by these artists that I know I love and are well known. I got brought up with that music from my mom. She like introduced me to all this like wonderful music, and I'm so thankful for that. But I picked these lyrics, and I've actually translated them into Morse code as a pattern to complement my plaid, and I'm using it on accessories like belts and handles on handbags and straps on dresses.
The Morse code.
Yes.
That's
so
brilliant.
They say, like, a lyric by that artist, you know, like, try a little tenderness, or I have nothing, you know, stand by me. Those are, like, some of the specific songs.
So is there somebody, when the person who, does the designer come out and do they get to describe their line? So you then have the podium, and you're talking about, so people understand, they don't have to guess what those little dots are.
Mm-hmm.
They understand it's Morse. Okay, love it. Okay.
Yeah, so.
Just saw a wonderful documentary that you need to see if you haven't seen it. It's called 20 Feet to Stardom. Mm-hmm. And it's about all the background singers of that era.
Oh, wow.
That almost made it. But there's so much great footage, I think, would
cool.
be also with what you're doing right now.
Yeah,
that's really
I love
inspirational.
That.
All right, so we're talking about the Fashion Alliance Week, and it begins on the 6th. And give us a rundown one more time, Robin, so we can all pay attention to it and go to the Facebook. Follow Facebook.
Yes. Well, we're on Facebook, Instagram. You can visit our website, readingfashionalliance.org. So the week is going to start on September 6th at Carousel with the Fashion Week kickoff. And then we're going to have the Fashion Show Gala on the 7th. That's going to be the runway show. And we're going to have all kinds of fabulous food and drink as well. And then we're going to also have the Shop Local Night. That's going to be September 12th. And that's going to be a chance to get out and shop and support local business. And then we're going to wrap it all up on September 13th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. We're going to have an iconic fashion exhibit. And we're going to have all kinds of amazing brands, Chanel, Valentino, Oscar de la Renta, on display. And we're going to get to talk with Alita Carpenter about how she came to have this amazing collection and get a little fashion history as well. So,
fantastic. Okay.
And if you're looking for more information, and this has really piqued your interest, if you just go to Reading Fashion Alliance on Facebook, which I have up right now, and it gives you a list of what happens every day.
Yep.
Tickets still available for the fashion show?
Tickets are still available. We have one VIP seat left, so if you're hoping for that, and get on it. Otherwise, yes, we have standard seating available and standing room only as well.
Fantastic.
And it'll be standing room only for this.
I like to shine a light on your life.
Well,
like,
I'm really looking forward to seeing this.
Good. See, now this little bit of inspiration, a little dust of inspiration. Thank you so much for being in Reading, for creating this event in Reading, and Shasta County and all of the other areas that are listening now that we're FM. We encourage you to really get involved with, we call it the Fashion Alliance Week, the alliance meaning many, many parts of art, as well as our beautiful clothing and all of our business owners, people taking their time at. Robin, what's your other job?
My other job, you know, besides being the co-executive director
yes.
and fashion designer,
yes.
I do marketing also.
Okay, you're
yeah.
great at it. You're
oh,
really
thank
good.
You.
And Jan, thank you so much for everybody joining us this morning. Olivia, Suzanne, Robin, and Jan. Thanks. Thanks, gals. We'll see you this weekend.
Okay. We'll be right back after the news here.
Be afraid just as long as you stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Southeast U.S. coast are under orders to evacuate as Hurricane Dorian finally begins pulling away from the Bahamas, headed slowly in a northwesterly direction. The storm is blamed for at least five deaths in the Bahamas, where correspondent Michael Weisenstein is.
Much of the island is of Grand Bahama is underwater, and Abaco, certainly large amounts were underwater, and we think it's starting now to recede in Abaco a bit.
Forecasters expect Dorian to move along the U.S. coast starting later today into tomorrow, and coastal communities from Florida north to the Carolinas are getting ready, with buildings boarded up and all kinds of emergency crews, medical, rescue, and power company personnel in place. Nine people still unaccounted for in the wake of a fire aboard a dive boat off the Southern California coast near Santa Cruz Island. Coast Guard Captain Monica Rochester says recovery efforts being complicated by the location of the submerged wreckage.
The boat has sank, and now it's inverted, and it's on the seabed. It's on the floor in approximately 60, 62 feet of water.
The bodies of two dozen people killed in the fire have been recovered. No word yet on the cause of the fire that witnesses say fully engulfed the vessel. One neighbor of the West Texas gunman in Odessa says she and her family were afraid of 36-year-old Seth Ator. The woman says Ator would go out at night and shoot at animals. She describes him as a violent, aggressive person. Trade worries taking a big toll on Wall Street this morning, driving the key averages deep into the red. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 335 points for a loss of more than 1%. The S&P 500 index off 21 points, and the NASDAQ Composite Index currently down 60 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she never tendered her resignation to China over the ongoing, sometimes violent, anti-government protests in Hong Kong.
In a secret recording of a dinner speech leaked to the Reuters news agency, the city's leader can be heard saying she would quit if she had a choice. This has led to speculation that Beijing is actually controlling the response to the city's political crisis, now in its third month. However, in a press conference today, the chief executive said she'd not only never tendered her resignation to the central government, but had never contemplated doing so.
The BBC's Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. A Taliban spokesman says that group is responsible for a late-night suicide bombing in Kabul. It killed 16 civilians, left 119 people wounded. The blast occurred outside an international compound in the Afghan capital. News and analysis at townhall.com. China says it is not the source of the fentanyl that's killing Americans, contrary to President Trump's recent tweets blaming China for the drug-related deaths.
The vice commissioner of China's National Narcotics Control Commission says that President Trump's claims are completely groundless and untrue. Mr. Trump blasted China last month in a Twitter thread in which he vowed to order all postal carriers to, quote, search for and refuse all deliveries of fentanyl from China.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. It doesn't necessarily mean there will be a walkout, but more than 96% of United Auto Workers Union members have voted to authorize strikes against Detroit's three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Fiat Chrysler. Contracts with those automakers will expire in 11 days. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 351 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Welcome back to the show, 8:05 in the morning here on the 3rd of September, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and good morning, everybody, and thank you to our beautiful producer. Have you been called beautiful in a while?
I haven't, actually.
Okay.
I've been called handsome quite a few times, but beautiful is new.
Okay.
Thank you.
Handsome? Really? Yes. Was that before or after?
Beautiful
the
inside and out. This
oh,
is we're happy
beard,
to have
yeah.
you with us. Yeah, but you can be beautiful and be a beautiful soul.
That is true. Thank
so,
you.
So, going to go to the weather here. Our highs today will be 99, weather overnight lows of around 68. Wednesday calls for temperatures around 98. Now, Wednesday night, slight chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy, lows of 69. Thursday, our temperatures will be around 94 with our overnight lows of 65. Friday, sunny and hot with 94, and Saturday, 94. It's currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios, but you can see the week ahead of us. We'll be under triple digits, but in the high 90s. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, locally owned and operated. It is a veteran-owned business, and they give veteran discounts to seniors as well. 365-3793.
Well, we're here. It's Tuesday, and here's Ken Murray.
Hey, Ken.
Good morning.
Now, and Ken said he wanted to talk about something that just thoroughly,
you don't know anything
I
about.
Well, I know that I can't wait to hear what you're going to say.
He's got a magazine article.
He wants to talk. Yeah, and it doesn't even have any pictures in it.
Deeply engrossed, and so what? Oh,
National Geographic.
Where are all the best pictures conjured up your best imagination?
Oh, back when you were 10 years old. Okay. When Ken was 10 years old, he was there they're helping with the photography. Okay. What do you want to talk about today, Ken? Because I've got some things I want to talk about, too.
I came across an article in the brand new issue of National Geographic written by Bill Sullivan, who is a research scientist at Indiana School of Medicine. And it just fascinated, it floored me when I read it yesterday, that our genetic makeup, in many cases, and the microbes we have in our body, predetermine what we're going to like and not like in terms of various things. For example, if you hate cauliflower, and a lot of people hate cauliflower, there's actually a toxin in cauliflower that's very bitter to people with a certain genetic makeup, and it doesn't matter if you dip it in chocolate, it still tastes icky.
Interesting.
Same thing is true about sexual partners. Regardless of whatever you think you're in control of, there was a test done several years ago. Quite a famous test that had women, had a group of men wear T-shirts for a whole day. Then they took off the T-shirts, and then they had women give them the sniff test. And women ranked the T-shirts in order of what was the most attractive smell. Okay?
Okay.
What they found was that women and men with the same genetic makeup, okay, strongly reacted negatively. Women reacted negatively to men who had the same genetic makeup they had.
Oh, wow.
Are we talking about race or?
No.
Oh, Well, what do you mean by genetic makeup? Then?
I mean, your genes, the things that make you who
I know,
you
but
the building blocks of who you are as a person.
But it doesn't mean brother, sister. You're talking about.
No, I'm talking about your genetic makeup. The more similar the men's and women's immune system genes were, the worse the T-shirt stank to the women. The more similar, okay? There's a sound evolutionary explanation for this. If parental immune genes are too similar, the offspring will not be as well equipped to fight pathogens. In this case, genes used odor receptors as a proxy to size up whether a potential mate's DNA is a good match. Studies like this that this guy did, Sullivan did, affirm that chemistry between people really is a thing. And perhaps we should not take another's romantic disinterest personally, but view it more like organ rejection.
Okay, I got it now. So if their genetics are similar and DNA is similar, it doesn't mean that they're related.
No.
It could even be, you know, different races and all of this thing you're talking about.
We're talking about your immune genes.
Just, this, that if one of them, if the other ones offend you, that's a way of nature is telling you to back off, because even if you get, you know, your offspring may be weaker.
Correct.
I've never even heard about that.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating.
It is fascinating, but I think there's...
Have you ever not dated... Well, no, smell is very important.
Yes. And I do think that there's an animalistic thing to, why am I attracted to this person? It's so not my type. But do you have a type? For me, the type was that, a chemistry. And if that person made me laugh and made me feel light. Like, not be around somebody who's morose or heavy or... Too much of a deep thinker.
Too somber.
I can't. For me personally, I'm not saying for anybody else, but for me personally, I like that jovial, fun person. And humor is very sexy to me. And there is a smell, a scent. And then I think when you're truly into somebody, they don't smell. They don't stink, is what I'm saying. It's that their stink is sexy. Maybe it stinks to somebody else, but their stink is sexy.
Well, that's exactly what the researchers found out. So while you may think it's the dude's sense of humor, if he didn't smell right the first place, you would have never listened to him.
Yeah, I would have been
When Linda and I were writing to each other, and we hadn't as much as shaken hands. We hadn't even shaken hands. We were writing to each other. And there was a concern there. Linda told me later. She says, "What if I the first time that you know that we
I didn't write this to him, true,
and we hugged, I didn't like the way you smelled.
What if he had bad breath? What you know? Sometimes you can't get past that.
Yeah,
you know, and
things like
a,
that. And so, and but that was I thought, well, that's strange about the smell thing. But now I started to understand this a little bit better. Okay." Wow. Now, have you ever run into somebody that you didn't like? Well, what happens then when people wear perfume?
Ooh.
You know, that's interesting.
Or cologne. Because they kind of mask the smell, at least at first. And then at some point, I mean, like yesterday, after power washing Sunday for 4 hours, that I'm sure that my aroma was one of mixed with gasoline fumes. And I looked like I'd been in a mud race. By the time I finished, it was all over me. But I think perfumes and colognes might mask this, and deodorant. So you could be dating somebody two or three times before the true aroma of their body came through.
I don't know, but I also wonder about men's cologne, for example. I wore aftershave for years, and I quit about 10 years ago because I play a lot of bridge, and many of the people at bridge have allergies to those kinds. So I just quit altogether.
Yes, and it is true that as we get older, our sense of smell changes, and we're not as tolerant. And you'll see in hospitals, my mother is just one of those, I'm going to wear it anyway. Well, they tell her, I'm sorry, you have to go home and not come in with perfume. Because as you get older, you're spraying it all over you, and people that are waiting in line or waiting in the hospital or waiting to whatever it is, in her case, Kaiser, it's perfume free zones these days.
By the way, we've got to take a break. And the sound you hear out there are trucks going by. We have the doors open trying to cool off the
area.
Because
it's only 68 degrees outside.
Yeah, 68 degrees, which means that it's at least 20 degrees cooler than it is here in the offices. But we're going to take a quick break in this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated, professional. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. 1845 California Street is one of their branches, and their headquarters is at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Good people doing business for you. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, and they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. Linda and I will be right back with Ken Murray.
To the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wave can't be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You're down all of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people there, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda and I are here with Ken Murray, and we were talking about an article that he found in National Geographic about sex and how a person's smell can drive them away. And I'm not talking about you've been working out, you know, for 3 days digging ditches or working, you know, hard work, but just wearing a t-shirt all day and just doing your regular day, and how the aroma of another person can drive you away, not necessarily because it's just a smell, but because of your DNA and how you've evolved over the millenniums, that it's you somehow sense that the other person's DNA is not going to match with yours, and then your children would be a weaker set. It's fascinating, and the study was done by a guy named Sullivan and published in National Geographic. I mean, pheromones, did he talk about that people exude? Is that the same kind of thing that some people will, you know, that it's just the right, you know, that they smell so well? Now, the problem with it is you mask your smell, as we have over the years, with deodorants, with perfumes, with aftershaves, with colognes. So it may take a while, you know, you're dating somebody for 2-3 weeks, and then all of a sudden it's kind of like, whoa, you know.
The rose glasses are off.
I'm not feeling that.
Yep.
It could be a variety of reasons, but this could be one of the reasons, too.
Does he talk about that in this article, about what happens if you mask it? Or is this just about the DNA?
No, but I'm reading this article, I'm listening to Carl, and I'm thinking, okay, so you get Linda to go home with you, and you say, okay, let's go to bed, but I want to take a shower first. You take a shower, wash off all your cologne, and she says, God, you stink.
Wow.
Not so fast.
Not so fast. You know, science has shown that we're not who we think we are. There are biological gremlins driving many of our actions that you assume are your own volition.
Well, now I can believe, okay, so this goes in the opposite direction, too, when people talk about love at first sight.
Right.
It may be something as basic as your DNA, your background, your structure, see somebody, and then when you're close to them, just what they are giving off as their pheromones, is there's your love at first sight, because that you are so matched perfectly in your DNA that, you know, it just works for both of you like that. I mean, and I'm not talking, you know, I mean, people are going, oh, yeah, right. No, I mean, you hear about people when you've met people before that just they have that you want them to be a part of your life. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think you're wrong. But I think it's, I think what the guy's saying is that some of the things you think of as your own volition are in fact driven by biological forces that you are unaware of, that we are all unaware of.
Right.
And you know, and I'm thinking back of all the women that have rejected me.
But many who did not.
Many who did not.
Unfortunately.
Many did not.
Yeah, I smell good. What can I say?
You smell good at least for a couple years. Okay, you know. Now here's the other question then is, as your body chemistry changes, and all of our body chemistry changes.
Right.
But, and so perhaps you smell differently.
Is that true?
Could be.
I wonder if that's a case also, that after several years, now you really have to, now you need to work on that relationship, because your body chemistry has changed, that maybe, you know, the same DNA there is there.
Right.
But it's changed enough so that now there's a little, you know, there's some turmoil in that relationship.
Interesting, because I'm wondering if, like, testosterone, you know, as we go through the change, men do too, you're not emitting the same, well, first of all, the same vibration, because you are not in a, well, for men it might be different, but for women, you're not in a procreative space.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't excrete, if that would be the word, the same smell. And I'm wondering how that would be interesting, a follow-up study to that. Like, if that does change the whole...
As you go through life.
As you go through life. If it changes at certain, like you're 20, you're 10, you're 15, you're 45, you're 65, how you're because we do change metabolically, and then testosterone does get low, and that's why women do, and some men do, hormone replacement therapy. With those, and also with medications, that changes your smell. Medications can change the scent of your body. They can.
Sure it can. And remember, we're talking at the microbiology level.
Right.
I mean, if you're talking about testosterone versus estrogen, you put, who is it? Who's the logger with Babe the Blue Ox?
Oh, Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan at one end of the spectrum, and you put Barbie at the other end of the spectrum, and let's say Barbie is 100% estrogen, and Paul Bunyan is 100% testosterone. Actually, we all have both, and we're somewhere on that spectrum.
Right.
Some people more than others.
Some more than others.
Well, you know, when I came back from Desert Storm, I had been in Kuwait during the battle. It rained on us, and people don't realize that, but they were in their clouds, and there was oil fields burning everywhere.
Right.
So we were constantly in this smoke and covered with this stuff. That when I came home, my ex-wife, and I had taken several showers by the time I'd gotten home, mm-hmm. my ex-wife said my skin smelled differently. So maybe stuff that I absorbed through this, and this is probably through your job. You can, you know, depending on where you work, you can absorb. But...
Or maybe her own maturation changed and you smelled exactly the same, but all of a sudden, as far as she's concerned, you suck.
Yeah, I could have.
I don't know.
Jason, what do you think about this? Jason's you're a pretty educated guy. What do you think about this?
Yeah, well, it comes to sense, you know, I have my wonderful, you know, wife, and we've been together for a long time, and I personally love the way she smells. And, you know, in the past, previously, when I've, you know, dated women, there are certain women, I'll admit it, that I just, their smells I did not enjoy. So, and that kind of, for me personally, that was kind of made me steer clear of them.
Interesting.
I think that's true. You know, I don't find any of, you know, if you're working outside and we're working outside, you know, all day long, that, you know, and I don't find anything about you, Linda, that's offensive afterwards, even though we've both been sitting there sweating for all day long. And I think there may be something to this, Ken. So,
yeah.
So there. Let's take a break. And
I like that he still thinks I smell okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well,
that's the smell of love right there. That's the smell of love.
Yes. You know, but I believe what you have read, I believe that study is probably
listen
true in many cases.
Well, we take a break and I smell Linda and see.
Might not be the same.
It may not be the same. Okay, hey, 8:29 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether you need somebody full-time or somebody just a couple hours a day for, you know, because somebody's had an operation or a fallen or something like this, you're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. She does a complimentary in-home consultation to make sure that the people that she brings over and the plan that she builds is right for you. Give her a call at 226-8350. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. And remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages.
Wise men say only fools rush in. But
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Have you been involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And the way you look tonight.
Welcome back to Keyfire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Kind of laid back today. So it is 8:34 in the morning, and 68 degrees, going up to 98 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been helping people since 1993. And when it comes to fire insurance, she is the guru of fire insurance. If you're having problems with it, if you're having problems getting it, since the insurance companies are charging extra money if you want to live in some places or not offering fire insurance at all, Maxwell Insurance can help you with that and your financial needs going through, making sure you've got enough money as you live longer and longer and longer. Give her a call, 221-0441, Maximum Insurance and Financial. Linda and I are here with Ken Murray, and we had people on yesterday that we had from Powerhouse Solar and Vector Solar concerned about the net energy metering successor tariff. There has to be some, what they're concerned about is that they're going to change the cost of the, of what people are getting for their, excess electricity, and that the cost of what they're going to be getting paid for that is not going to make the idea of getting solar financially feasible. You know, they were on talking about it because it just kind of – we just found out about it, you know, mainly when we were talking to the people yesterday. We haven't had a chance to talk to REU yet, and I'd love to do that this week about what this means. They were talking about the annual subsidy for existing generators through December 31. I'm not sure that has anything to do with it, but adopt a resolution approving a net energy metering successor tariff in accordance with Senate bill effective January 1st, 2020. Do you see any more than that, Ken, there, on that?
Yeah. I mean, as I understand this, and I haven't had time to think much about it, but as I understand it, let's just make up numbers for a moment, okay? Currently, if the utility pays 11 cents a kilowatt hour,
mm-hmm,
for the power they generate and the power they purchase, and they sell it at 15 cents a kilowatt hour, then to the retail like you and me, our home.
Right.
They're making 4 cents a kilowatt hour, and with that 4 cents, they maintain their poles, lines, vehicles, all the stuff that goes into the electric utility. What they're talking about doing is that instead of what currently exists is the utility buys at 11 cents a kilowatt hour and sells at 15 cents a kilowatt hour. And again, please, I'm making these numbers up. They're approximations. What happens with the solar customer is that the solar customer, depending on the size of their system, may supply all of their own electricity, but any excess they generate over what their home or business uses is sold back to the utility at 15 cents a kilowatt hour. Well, how can the utility pay retail rates for solar power and still be a viable utility? And the answer is it can't. Because they still have the same poles that serve the same homes that have solar energy and the same crews and the same everything. What's changing is the financing of those solar systems under this proposal. As I understand it, any surplus energy transmitted from the homeowner will be at a 4 cents a kilowatt hour. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's 11 and 15, they're the same. If it's 11 and 16, they're going to get a reduction. They still get the same solar that they had to begin with, but the excess money they are being paid for their excess generation is being reduced. They're still making money on the money on the energy they put into the system, but they're making less money. And I can understand the solar companies complaining about that because it's that spread that allows them to offer things like, quote, no-cost solar, because they're hypothecating the cash flow and financing them that way. And this is going to change how they're financed totally.
Well, what it says here is, here's what the city council is considering. Charge every solar user an extra $10 a month. Cut the credit you get for the extra solar energy you share back to the grid from 15 cents a kilowatt to 3 cents a kilowatt. Your extra solar credits can only be used on the day they were produced.
Right.
None of your extra solar credits will roll over.
Right.
And it's unclear, but it appears that they may decide to apply the new rate to customers who have already installed solar, killing the return on your investment. Now, there from the solar companies that these drastic changes can negatively affect many people's investment and discourage more people from choosing solar. So, of course, solar companies are really concerned about this.
Sure.
I would like to think is that the city council, before they vote on this, is they take a look from other, you know, have this, have their study looked at by a couple of people, you know, and in 2 weeks come back and say, okay, what does this mean? Because if you're not getting a return on your investment.
But they're doing that already, Carl.
What?
I mean, it says right in the staff report that the staff will come forward later with some proposal having to do with existing customers prior to January 1st, 2020. So okay. That isn't known. That's just fearmongering.
Okay. Well, that wasn't known by them. So somewhere in the report, you're saying it's in there then, right? They're going to come back to talk about the people who are already, who have got solar.
That's what I understand.
Okay. We'll see.
I may be wrong, but we'll see.
But this is important to a lot of people. A lot of people who have solar are looking to get solar because we're being forced into this. Every new home that you buy in California has to have solar on it. So the question is, and a solar system is $15,000 now. It used to be up in the course of the 50s or 60s, but now mm-hmm. they're down to $16,000, $17,000. Mm-hmm. But one of the reasons you do it is say, okay, how much money can I save on my electric bill? You know, can I be at net zero? The other thing the solar companies are saying is what this is going to do is a lot of people then will start buying the deep cell batteries so that they're storing their electricity at their home, and then they completely drop off the grid. What I tried to point out yesterday was that REU has to have a business plan that reaches out into the future with more solar coming in, is how do we keep REU viable? But they also have to keep all of the wires, all of the generators. They have to have everything there because if you don't have any sun for several days, you know, we go through weeks of cloudiness or rain, which we've gone through, that they've got to be able to provide power for all those people on the circuits.
All right, but keep in mind.
But I may be too simplistic.
No. I think it's very simple. Very simple. Every time somebody adds solar to their home, it costs everybody who doesn't have solar money. A small percentage of people in this town have solar, and the rest of us are paying for it in our rates. So that's not viable. Now the state comes along and says every house has to have solar of new construction, and that means that all of us who live in older homes and haven't bought solar are getting screwed, okay? That's just a fact. Financially, we're getting screwed, and that's most of us. So REU has come up with a plan that disrupts the financial model the solar companies are using, okay,
mm-hmm.
but it puts the burden, it takes the burden off of the ratepayers who don't have solar. And in some place there's a balance in there, I'm sure. I understand the solar companies screaming like stuck pigs. I mean, I get it, because their whole financial thing changes. Doesn't mean it goes away. It means they have to come up with a new model.
Well, the new model has got to be something that for us, you know, I had a Powerhouse Solar came over and looked at our house. Now, we've got our roof is not like a lot of roofs. It goes in different directions. God knows why that was, but it was built in 1940. And at that point, because of the rates that REU changed, you know, charged, it wasn't worth it to me because I was not going to save money. I was going to still have to pay off the buying the solar system.
That's right.
But I was not going to be able to achieve a return on investment in any time, you know, very soon. So the solar companies, I understand exactly, you know, that, you know, when you're in PG&E country, you get your money back quick in 4 years. And REU, because they have low rates, God bless them, that this is. But I think it's important, though, that everybody, that you look at the Reading City Council, look at the citizen, look at the what's going on tonight at 6 p.m., and if you want to learn more, because we're being driven into green power. We're being driven into it's only a matter of time before that other people are going to say is you're going to have a percentage of your electricity has got to become from renewable sources.
It's already true.
Well,
it's
that's
been true
but
for
I
years.
I mean on you, on your own house. That's why you're building solar right now is to take the load off this. There will be just a matter of time before you're going to be forced to start using some kind of, at your own home, some kind of renewable energy. I understand perfectly what the solar companies are saying, but I also understand that REU has to have a viable business model, and it's changing to meet these. So
okay,
if you're interested in this and to hear, you know, that will explain it a lot better than, even though you hit it pretty good. And if you want to hear what the solar company said, just go to our archives from yesterday at 8 o'clock. Powerhouse Solar and Vector Solar were in here explaining into more of the minutia into this. But tonight, I've been seeing a lot of people on Facebook and I think I saw it once in the paper on Reading.com. This could have an impact on you if you want solar. So go on down to the city council meeting tonight. Find out what's going on. We're going to have REU later on this week to talk about this.
It's also going to have an impact on you if you don't want solar.
Because that's right.
Because
we're paying.
Because
everybody's
paying
for it.
For the guy that gets solar.
Okay? Right.
So it isn't us against big bad REU, and it's not solar companies against big bad REU. It's the ratepayers, which is all of us. Okay, trying to find a balance. And are the solar companies going to lose something in this? You bet. Okay? Can they come up with a different business model? Perhaps. But this is getting forced on us by the state of California.
And that's
nothing
true.
We're doing
and
locally.
This is a Senate resolution that was passed. And all this is supposed to take place January 1st, 2020, which is just around the corner. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living, after power washing, after having the air conditioning off and back on now, with all the little things that are going on in your life, is that enough? Wouldn't you like to go live someplace where you don't have to worry about air conditioning, you don't have to worry about power washing, you don't have to worry about fixing dinner, when you have a gourmet chef that's going to do it for you, a place to put your stuff, as you go out and travel and enjoy life, a place that is very pet-friendly, all of this at River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call, 5981, and set up a time to come in, have lunch, look around. You may be pleasantly surprised. I'm sure you will be. River Commons Senior Living, 238-5981. We'll be right back.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock those to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your Expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your towel dryer vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1468, News Talk Radio. Your town hall of the air with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:52 in the morning. The weather looks like...
But did you know, first of all, that was Elton John, and we loved watching Rocket Man.
Oh, we saw Rocket Man
over
the
weekend.
Ooh.
And, of course, you know, we love our Netflix and our Amazon for those very reasons. We didn't see it in the theater, but it was so enjoyable. Way different than a Bohemian Rhapsody. Whole different. It was like a whole musical could be done for Rocket Man.
And Song is A Star is Born. Three very powerful movies about people in the music business.
Absolutely.
What is it, 70 degrees right now.
70 degrees. It's going to be 99 today with our overnight lows of 68.
Okay. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. I'm here with Ken Murray. And you know what? What we've been hearing for the last 2 years is these trigger areas, trigger words, trigger phrases, safe areas on college campuses. People being shouted down because they don't want them on there. The colleges and universities trying to take back their campuses from extremists that don't want to listen to people. But here's the latest.
Chick-fil-A has been criticized in the past because their CEO, Dan Caffey, has voiced his support for traditional marriage, and is a proud donor to the Conservative Family Research Council and the Salvation Army. Now, Kentucky University is all in an uproar because the Chick-fil-A store on campus was moved from a basement location to an above-ground food court location. And it's caused the various groups within the university led by the LGBTQ faculty members at Kansas University.
Oh, okay.
Not Kentucky. And it's KU. I got confused. But they want to ban it back to the basement because it's a threat to the mental well-being of students on campus.
Okay, now Chick-fil-A also had a that wasn't Chick-fil-A. They had about birth control things. That was the Hobby Lobby that said, hey, we provide 12 different types of birth control. We're not going to pay for abortions or the morning after pill. So Chick-fil-A is a conservative owned company, and people at one time said, okay, we want to boycott Chick-fil-A, which did nothing but raise Chick-fil-A's income by several million dollars over that type of idea. Again, we go back into to the colleges and universities where people with one point of view want to ban, or in this case, let's just put them underground where they belong. They don't want to have to look at Chick-fil-A. So they don't have to eat a Chick-fil-A, but they just don't even want to look at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, no, it's worse than that. This is who is complaining. It's the Sexuality and Gender Diversity Faculty Council.
Okay.
It's a faculty council. It's calling Chick-fil-A a bastion of bigotry. What they're really irritated about is Chick-fil-A coin toss. Chick-fil-A is paying the university an enormous sum of money to sponsor the coin toss at every Kansas University football game. And it irritates the LGBTQ community that this bastion of bigotry is allowed to sponsor a coin toss. Give me a break.
I tell you what, here's my answer to that. Sticks and stones. And that's the special that Dave Chappelle did on Netflix that got, okay, get this, got a zero rating from Rotten Tomatoes. But it is breaking all the numbers for people viewing his special. And why? Because he talked about, and these are his words, Juicy Smollett in Chicago.
Yep.
He talks about the alphabet groups like this
right.
that have taken away. You know, he says, a comedian that says something 12 years ago can literally have your life ruined. Kevin Hart, who tweeted something about if his son played with dolls, he'd hit him over the head with a dollhouse, something like 10 years ago, was prevented from being the host of the Academy Awards because something he tweeted 10 years ago.
Which he didn't do.
No, he did it.
He hit his kid with a dollhouse?
No,
it was an allegory.
Right. He just goes, you know, if my kid does this, this is what I would do. You know, he's also a comedian. And Dave Chappelle comes out. I mean, there is nobody he doesn't whack on during the show. But he really gets into this thing where people are saying that if they don't like you for what you've said because you've offended them, they want to take away your career. They want to take away everything you're going to be, everything that you've had. And destroy you. Instead of, if you don't want to listen to Dave Chappelle, if you don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A, then don't do it. Don't do it. Instead, we want to run the businesses. We want to tear down the people.
You must think the way we think.
Or, you know, this is, I mean, if 1984, read the book. And, you know, it's, you can't have any other ideas or thoughts or say anything from according to these people. This is the way it's running our campuses right now. And this is being led by the faculty.
Actually, I thought I saw the Dave Chappelle special.
Yeah.
I thought it was right on.
I thought it was too.
Now, but we're white people.
But
so our outlook on life is a little different.
No,
we're white and straight.
But he hit everybody.
He hit blacks also.
He hit blacks, whites.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it wasn't any it wasn't about race.
But he comes down to this, the sticks and stones. You know, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words are never going to hurt me. And that's true. And this is what people need to take a deep breath and take a step back because of the amount of things that are being said about everybody. Is just I find it silly. First of all, now I'm starting to find it boring. I'm tired of people calling other people racist. because they voted for a certain person, or being communist because they want to support another person. Anyway, hey, tomorrow.
Thanks, Ken.
Chief of Police will be with us tomorrow. Upcoming Chief of Police talk about crime right here. Remember, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?